evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to call this special meeting of the town of Canton to order. My name is David Leff. I'm the town meeting moderator. I make my home at 4 the Green in Collinsville. Before I ask the clerk to read the call, I'll ask if there's any objection to summarization. It is a rather long call. Is there any objection? Hearing none, Madam Clerk, please proceed.
Town of Canton, notice a special town meeting October 20th, 2020, referendum November 3rd, 2020. A special town meeting of the electors and citizens qualified to vote in town meetings of the town of Canton, Connecticut will be held at the High School Auditorium, 76 Simons Avenue in Canton, Connecticut on Tuesday, October 20, 2020 at 7 p.m. for the following purpose: to consider a resolution and place on the ballot the following question. Shall the town of Canton appropriate $4,885,000 for reconstruction of Washburn Road Bridge over Jim Brook, West Road Bridge over Cherry Brook, and Old Canton Road Bridge over Rattlesnake Brook, and authorize the issue of bonds and notes to finance the portion of the appropriation not funded from grants, estimated net project cost of approximately $2,476,000. Voters approving the resolution will vote yes, and opposing the resolution will vote no. The complete text of the resolution will be presented under item one of this notice. It's on file and available at the office of the town clerk for public inspection. Dated Canton, Connecticut, this 13th day of October 2020, signed by the Board of Selectmen. Pursuant to section 7-7, 9-369, and 9-369D of the general statutes, we will adjourn this town meeting at its conclusion to submit the resolution to be presented to the referendum on Tuesday, November 3rd, between the hours of 6 a.m. and 8 p.m. in conjunction with the election to be held on that date. Applications for absentee ballots should be made to the town clerk's office. Electors shall vote on the question at the following polling place: the gymnasium at the Canton High School, 76 Simons Avenue, Canton, Connecticut. Persons qualified to vote in town meetings who are not electors shall vote on the question in room 208 of the Canton High School. The return of notice of the special town meeting reads, I hereby certify that on October 5th, 2020, I left a duplicate of the attached warning and notice of the special town meeting and referendum of the town of Canton, Connecticut with Linda Smith, its town clerk. I further certify that I caused a copy of said warning and notice to be published in the Hartford Courant, a newspaper having a general and substantial circulation in said town on October 13th, 2020. I further certify that I caused a copy of said warning and notice to be posted on the town's website at townofcantonct.org on October 5th, 2020. I further certify that on October 5th, 2020, I caused to be set upon the signposts or other exterior places nearest the town office of the town clerk and all other places and signposts designated by the town a written copy of said warning and notice signed by the selectmen. I further certify that all the above acts were done at least 5 days before the holding of said meeting on October 20th, 2020, not including the day of the notice or the day of the meeting in the count of days of notice given. Signed, Robert Bessel, first selectman.
Thank you very much, Madam Clerk. You all heard, this is going to be a meeting without a formal vote. We're going to adjourn the meeting to the referendum on November 3rd. However, if someone does want to move the question, an advisory vote would certainly be in order. Do I have a motion? Does someone want to move, make a motion on this matter? We have to have a motion and a second to discuss. Then the adjournment will be to the referendum on November 3rd.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. I'm going to recognize First Selectman Bob Bessel for the purposes of an explanation. He will be followed by three others. Mr. Bessel, just yield the floor to Mr. Martin, and just in succession, I think that's probably the easiest way to do it. You have the floor, sir.
Thank you, David. I appreciate the opportunity to speak to everyone here tonight. But I am not the question before us. Rather, it's this issue of the bonding for the bridges. We have experts here who will explain this proposal in detail. For all of you who have come out to hear this, and for all of you who are listening to the recorded version of this, I hope that you pay attention and listen to everything that we have to say, because this is where you're going to get the facts about this important question. So I'm not going to go into the details. There are people here who are far more qualified than I to answer all the questions. So I'm going to yield the floor to Robert Martin, who is the Director of Public Works, and he will proceed from there. Mr. Martin, the floor is yours.
Thank you, First Selectman. Good evening. We're going to do a small presentation on the three bridges that are on the referendum. But before I start, I'd just like to introduce who's going to be presenting or answering questions. The project administrator, Glenn Cassano, sitting right in front there. Chief Administrative Officer, Robert Skinner, sitting right here in the front. WSP Structural Engineer George Gerard, sitting over there, corner. And of course, I'm Robert Martin, the Director of Public Works. So, the town of Canton has 29 bridges that are not on state roads, just on our local roads. To give you a little background on how many bridges there really are in the town. The state categorizes these bridges in two ways, under 20 feet and 20 feet and over. And it's the span that determines the size, the length of the bridge, if you will. So what do we have in our inventory? We have 20 bridges under 20 feet, and we have 9 bridges that are 20 feet and over. Three bridges that are on the referendum question are all under 20 feet. As far as how we got here in relation to why these three bridges are on the referendum question, the 20 foot and over bridges are inspected regularly, usually every 2 years by the state of Connecticut. The under 20 footers, which these three bridges happen to be, they're varied. Most of them didn't get a full inspection since the 1990s, and they all vary in years in the 1990s. So that led us up to where we are now. First Selectman at the time, Leslie Hill, in April 2018, received a letter from the state manager of bridges. And in that letter, it requested that the town inspect 320-foot bridges. Washburn Road over Jim Brook, West Road over Cherry Brook, Swimming Pool Road over Streeton. That following winter or late fall, the town went out and received 19 quotes from qualified engineering companies to assess these three bridges. The town went through a process, and WSP USA was selected to do the inspections. As it turns out, Washburn Road and West Road were the only two bridges to be inspected. Swimming Pool was actually a bridge that was permanently removed from service already, so we didn't have to do that one. Early in 2019, we started to receive some of the data for Washburn and West Road bridges. And during this period, we also discovered that there was another bridge in town Canton Road that was showing some serious signs of deterioration. There was some significant wing wall deterioration. We were actually losing some asphalt off the side of the bridge. So we talked it over internally, and we asked WSP to add that to an inspection process. They did. They came back with their recommendations. In the summer of 2019, realizing that a lot of these under 20-foot bridges haven't been inspected for quite a while, and also wanting to understand what the amount of work is needed even on the other bridges, we asked WSP to do a follow-up inspection on all our bridges. So they ended up looking at 27 bridges. The only two that they didn't look at, there was a new box culvert on East Hill that didn't need to be inspected. It was brand new. And of course, Town Bridge, which is going through a rehab project. So that's how we got to where we are. The three bridges that they ended up identifying in a referendum question, Project Administrator Glenn Pisano is going to talk a little bit more about in detail. And after Glenn, Bob Skinner is going to talk about the financial impact that this referendum question has. Thank you.
Thank you, Bobby. Hi, everyone. So, let's get started. Got that out of the way. The replacement of Washburn Road Bridge, West Road Bridge in Old Canton. And the first bridge we're going to talk about is Washburn Road. The inspection for Washburn Road Bridge was in January of 2019. So the inspection process found a lot of problems. Spalling, which is when concrete separates from its face, exposing things like rebar and stone. Oftentimes you'll see that in sidewalks. You'll see areas that are kind of scaggy looking, that's spalling. Rebar rust, which is the reinforcement bar, the steel bar inside the bridge. In the scabbed areas, you'll see rust on that. Eventually that rusts all the way through and fails. And voids, holes, right, that are going to require patching and some, a lot of repair work. Because of all that, WSP found that this bridge has to be replaced. That's Washburn Road Bridge. Okay. West Road Bridge, which was inspected early 2019 also, is a steel arch with a stone arch above it. So steel arch culvert with a stone arch on top. That was also found to be in need of full replacement. Since then, what a difference a year makes. Since then, the bridge has actually failed. If you look at the photo on the left, that's the bridge as it was inspected in 2019. And a little over a year later, you can see a section of the arch has collapsed. That's due to the steel under it rotting out and collapsing as well. So things that were like cracks and a little bit of loss of mortar and stuff like that on the face of the arch has now developed into a full failure. So the road was closed. It speaks for itself. This bridge has to be replaced. Old Canton Road Bridge, inspected March of 2019. This is an excellent photo in that it shows you exactly what we have, what it looks like right now. Heavy rusting, there's no guardrail approach systems, no guide rails, except for what you see right there, which does not meet state standards currently. You could say that's probably hazardous if there was to be any kind of an accident on that bridge. Those rails are not going to be sufficient. And again, this is also has to be replaced. That was the recommendation from WSP. So funding for these types of bridges is handled under the State Connecticut Local Bridge Program, which covers half of the design and the construction costs. So half of your total cost is picked up or covered by the state of Connecticut if the bridge is approved for their program. So our applications were submitted for all three bridges. West Road Bridge was the first one to go in because of the period of time that it failed. It was in the last fiscal year for the program. There was still funding available. We presented it in such a way that it's a bridge failure, it's a road closure. It has to be repaired as quickly as possible. So they funded it very, very fast. May of this year, probably I think maybe a month or so or a month and a half after the application went in, which was very quick. The other two bridges, Old Canton Road and Washburn, just speaking to George a couple minutes ago from WSC, he's in touch with the people at the state. We're hoping to get some kind of an answer from them within the next 2 weeks. I'm confident that because our applications are so strong, that we will get funded, although that's not a guarantee. Fingers crossed. So, full costs before the local bridge program funding kicks in. West Road Bridge, 1.5. Old Camp Road Bridge, 1.6 million. Washburn Road Bridge, 1.7 million roughly. But after the local bridge program funding, West Road becomes 771, Old Canton becomes 800,000, Washburn Road Bridge becomes 847,000. So the total cost for all three bridges to the town of Canton, including bonding and legal fees, is $2,476,000. So, and that final number does include bonding and legal fees. So the timeline, very important, obviously, because we have a closed road. We have a failed bridge with a closed road. And we have two other bridges that, if they fail, would be really difficult to get traffic around, to get emergency services. Bobby and I had a chat with the chief of police, and he agrees that it's very important that these bridges are funded and that they get replaced. Especially Washburn Road, which, from what I've been told, is a very heavily trafficked road. So, we're going to try to do a design where you do an accelerated type of construction. It's called ABC, Accelerated Bridge Construction. Excuse me. And it speeds things up. But what your goal is here is your goal is to construct a basic functional bridge. So. Not a lot of bells and whistles, but a basic bridge at a good price in a short amount of time as possible. So West Road Bridge, we did execute a contract with WSP for the design work. We hope to get that by midsummer of next year. We'll advertise shortly after that in August of 21, and hopefully we'll break ground early fall, if not mid-fall. That's depending on what we run into on the design, and George can certainly answer questions if anybody has anything about that. But we're confident that timeline works for the West Road Bridge. And as I've already said, Old Canton Road and Washburn Road, we're still anticipating to get a response on the local bridge program. Should be within a few weeks. And that's about it. So I'm going to yield the floor to Robert Skinner, our CAO.
Good evening. My role is to tell you how much it costs to borrow $2.4 million. And so, looking at the financial impact chart, if you look all the way to the left, that's the fiscal year. So, when it starts off with 6/30/2020, that's the fiscal year that just would have ended at the end of this June. The second line would be 6/30/21. So that's the fiscal year we're in right now. And so right now in our budget, we have $1,912,913 set aside to pay our debt service. That's our current debt service. As you can see, just looking at the existing debt column, it goes down over time. When a municipality borrows money, the debt service doesn't work like a mortgage. When you go out and get a mortgage, a 30-year mortgage on your house, those payments are the same. So over 30 years, you're going to pay $2,000 towards the mortgage on your house. For the municipality, debt service doesn't work that way. It starts out high and then drops off over time. And that's reflected in these payments. So as you can see, they begin to drop down over time. So when you want to take on new debt is when those payments are dropping down. When you can see that you've got some significant drops in the future, that's when you say, okay, here's our opportunity to take on new debt, if it's necessary to do so. And so the cost of borrowing that $2.4 million is reflected in the new bridge debt, which is the next column over. And so although we will have the vote in a few weeks, if it is approved, the bonds actually wouldn't be sold until next fiscal year. And so that's why you don't see the first payment actually until 2022. So if we sold the bonds in 2021, the first payment wouldn't really be due until 2022. And so if you look at that, you'll say there's the first payment. Again, debt service drops down. So the first payment would be $183,000, then it would go to $177,000, $172,000, $166,000, and so forth. So one of the key things is if you look all the way to the right, you'll see what the total debt is. So that's existing debt plus the cost of borrowing for the bridge. In 2022, at its highest, it would be $1.9 million. That's about what we're paying this year in this fiscal budget. So even though we'd be taking on additional debt for the bridge, because our current debt is dropping off, the total increase wouldn't be higher than what we're currently paying this fiscal year for our debt service. So there's a couple of things we have working for us. One obviously is that our current debt service is going down, which gives us the capacity to borrow more money. Two, interest rates are historically low. This is at, I believe it's a kind of a conservative, 2.3% interest is what we what this was judged at. This is back in the spring. I guess if we were to go to bond consultant, it might even be lower than the 2.3 that you see here. So, and again, you know, these numbers could change based on what the interest rate is at the time we sell the bonds. But last time, you know, I looked at the long range market, it looked like they thought the interest rates were going to hold steady for a while. So this is it. This is what it costs to borrow that money. Obviously, you know, we need to look at what other projects we have out there and not do this in isolation. When we did talk about this project with the Board of Finance, we did also talk about the garage or the fire station project, because we know that may be coming up. And so they knew that debt service when they looked at this debt service too, and you know, still approved going forward. So, but that's a look at the financial impact of borrowing the money to do the three bridges.
Thank you, Mr. Vessel and Mr. Martin, Mr. Pisano, and Mr. Skinner for a very clear and cogent presentation. Does anyone wish to remark? Does anyone have any comments or questions? Does anyone wish to comment? Hearing none, then I will entertain a motion to adjourn this town meeting to the referendum on November 3rd. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
And I'll try your minds by voice vote. All those in favor of the motion of adjourning this town meeting until November 3rd for the referendum, please say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Those opposed say no. The motion carries. Thank you all.
Thank you.